Hibiscus Pacific Goods is a small island takeaway shop here in Melbourne. It was started by a Samoan couple after their side hustle of selling pork buns in their home garage went gangbusters. The shop sells all kinds of Pacific comfort foods for the Melbourne community. We're talking turkey tail, salted beef, sweet and sour pork, taro leaves. The list literally goes on. The business opened in the midst of the global pandemic, and new restrictions on businesses in Melbourne that began yesterday are putting further pressure on the business. However, despite all this, new business owner Var is keeping positive and thankful. I caught up with him earlier.
Hi, my name is Vaas Tangata, and I'm the owner of Hibiscus Pacific Goods. We're based in Cranbourne West, Melbourne, Victoria.
And how have you been impacted as a small business owner by the COVID restrictions here in Victoria?
It's been very hard for us. We've only just opened a couple of months ago in June, and we saw it coming as we were opening up. Even families and friends were asking us, is this the right time to open up the business during this time? But yes, it has affected the business. But thankfully, our Pacific Island community around Cranbourne, all around the southeast of Melbourne, they've been very supportive. We've had that support to actually get us through day in, day out, and it's been helping us pay the regular bills, which is a massive thank you to our community for their support. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be running right now. On our part of things, we're very fortunate that also with these government grants, for example, rate relief grants, has also contributed and helped us out through this hardship time too. It hasn't been easy, but thankfully God is always there. And it's basically one step at a time. And now that we're on stage four, yeah, it's getting a little bit difficult at the moment. But we still managed to stay head above water for now. Yeah.
And that community support is so important. And I know, you know, growing up in Australia where we didn't have a lot of access to Samoan food, people are willing to travel if it means that you're going to get some good pork buns. But how has that 5 kilometre restriction also played in a part? But are you missing out on customers who, you know, might travel, you know, 10, 20, 100 kilometres to come and get your pork buns?
Oh, yes, big time. Big time. Having said that, we've just gone through some of the new restriction regulations. Unfortunately, for the community outside the 5K radius, they can't come in, which is a shame, and we can't do anything about it. But it's all about being safe. And as you know, all our island people, they crave for the fresh taro, the fresh bananas, the coconut creams, the corned beef, the bobi masimas. Those are the kind of things that they want. That's one way we've managed to reach out to them, and that's going deliveries. As you know, Samoan people sometimes can be very challenging. So, for example, yesterday we had people come into the shop and we're trying to restrict it down to one person inside the shop. Some people did show uncertainty or unhappiness about that issue, but at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about the regulations, and it's about us keeping everyone safe, not only our staff, but especially our customers as well that are coming in the store. With the new regulations, every single business owner must have these register books, people to sign in, and that's what we will be demanding our customers as they come through. Some of them might not be comfortable with it because it only requires a mobile number, your driver's license and the address. So if something does pop up in the future, that's where they trace it all back.
And thank you so much for that message, because it's so important too that, you know, you guys are just enforcing the regulations put onto you from the government.
Yep.
So therefore, you know, you're not the bad guy, you're just the messenger right now. And especially at a time where, you know, people can't go home to Samoa, getting a little taste of Samoa here in Melbourne is something to, you know, keep you going through for the next 6 weeks. Well, hopefully it's just 6 weeks of this stage of lockdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
As a business owner, how much of a learning curve has this been? Because not only are you opening a small business, which, you know, at the best of times is fraught with a lot of, you know, logistical paperwork and stuff like that, but, you know, doing it during a pandemic where requirements and regulations are constantly changing. How have you found it as a small business owner?
Oh, it's very challenging. you go through a lot of hardship, especially with the wife. I'm mainly just dealing with more of the business side of things. But she's the one doing all the cooking with her staff, preparing the foods. Yeah, the experience, it's a very big learning curve. I'm only an amateur at this. And like I said, it's all baby steps. Mm. You know, I thank God for just, you know, the people that he gives to us, the accountants, you know, other local businesses that we have, neighbouring Pacific Island businesses like Banana Leaf, Pacific Eats, even Food World, Kiwi Pacific. They all, we share stories and we share amongst each other. And that's where we, you know, we advise each other and support each other through this hardship time. But yeah, we just went on to the Victoria business. And this is also a good encouragement for the Pacific Island businesses out there. We've just managed to print out and laminate all the translations in Whasaamoa as well. Mm. So good on the government and the Premier. They've put out all the translations, the COVID-19 translations in the Whasaamoa. Mm. So on our shop store, our windows and doors, we will also be having that as well. My apologies to the Tongans and all the Fijians because they're regulars as well. But as we all know, English is not our first language. So,
and it does make it so important when you've got the information in language that you're comfortable with, so you have more of an understanding and more of a comprehension about what that message is.
Yeah.
You sound like a very optimistic and a positive person, very representative of a Samoan. So do you have a message for, you know, the community out there and, you know, back to Samoa about how you are doing right now and a message of positivity?
Yeah, definitely. To all the community and the people out there, look, you know, it's all about standing firm and staying positive. Even through this time, a lot of our people have been asking us, can you reach out to us and outside the 5K radius? But my advice to everyone, there's other local Pacific Island stores out there in Dandenong outside the 5K. Please support them. They're also going through the same thing we're going. And the best way to get over this pandemic is just to stay positive and head high. Sometimes in life you have to accept the negatives, because from the negatives there are always the positives that come out of it at the other side of the tunnel. And that's the way we're seeing it. And our advice there, Ron, please stay safe out there.
Good advice and such positivity. That was small business owner Va'a Stangata, who, along with his wife Rebecca, owns and runs Hibiscus Pacific Goods. I know growing up in Tasmania, it was very hard to access any form of Samoan food, and the best that my dad could do would be to go to the local Chinese store that had taro there. And every time he would cook it, everyone would love it, but he would always be, it's just not the same. It's not the same. So you really feel for people who are missing out on the good food right now, but hopefully this lockdown won't last for too long and we can go back to getting food outside the 5 kilometre radius that we're currently only allowed to travel in.